This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit, now it's...
Oh, where did that go? Try it again.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit, now it's made for you. Tired look, now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is the interface between you and the weapon. And the best one out there, the most ergonomic one out there, the one that would be freshly cut just for you, that's the Boyd's Gunstock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Would ya? Second hour tonight, we're going to do the weaponized woman, because we haven't done that yet this week, but that's coming up second hour. Right now, we're looking at a process that has begun in Florida, where Superintendent Robert Runcie has recommended a comprehensive investigation of young Nicholas Cruz's educational background to be completed by June 2018. That, rather than a transparent, honest, and public account of how he was able to avoid the juvenile justice system as his behavior became increasingly volatile. They're going to pony up $60,000 to pay an independent consulting firm, Collaborative Educational Network, to go over Cruz's school records and determine what went wrong. On their website, the Tallahassee-based Collaborative Educational Network, in partnership with Evergreen Solutions, lists Broward County as one of their former clients. In 2014, they were hired to evaluate the efficiency and effectiveness of the county's special education services after its Exceptional Student Education Advisory Council criticize the department's executive director. Have you ever noticed how wordy some of these places are? According to an October 2014 news story, Collaborative's completed evaluation showed 110 areas of weakness in the county's program for special needs students. That seems like an awful lot of areas of weakness to me. They specifically found that the special ed student-to-teacher ratio was much higher in Broward than in nearby counties. And they also discovered unspent millions of dollars earmarked for specialists and technicians, and they cited inadequately trained teachers as a contributing factor to the department's subpar review. And around the same time, the collaborative Evergreen firm issued its indictment of Broward Special Education Services. Nicholas Cruz was removed from West Glades Middle School for violent outbursts and was subsequently placed in a special school for emotionally and behaviorally disabled children. In January 2016, in 10th grade, he was sent to his home district's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, where he was eventually removed again in February 2017 for an assault. Soon after his removal from Stoneman Douglas, he bought an AR-15, passed a background check that showed no arrest record. Well, that's because they short-circuited that in Broward. Throughout 2017, he attended Broward County's alternative public schools until the mass shooting of February 14th of the following year. Mr. Runcie's decision to hire Collaborative, a firm familiar with Broward Special Education Services and their failures, suggests that the ESE department, with its history of poor performance, is possibly going to be held partially responsible for allowing Cruz to slip through the cracks. But don't get yourself scapegoating has begun. In a March 6th Sun Sentinel article, school personnel stated that Cruz's individual education program, the IEP, was drafted by a team of specialists and approved by his mom. Superintendent Runcie also weighed in on Cruz's years as a special needs student, stating that although these plans may require lighter discipline than regular students for some infractions, school officials are expected to call police if students bring weapons to school. Really? Or should they first consult the Broward County Collaborative Agreement, signed by everyone from the state attorney to the police chief to the sheriff to the juvenile justice judge and on to the NAACP president and many other Florida notables? Speaking of that agreement and the PROMISE program, Mr. Runcie is now vehemently defending the discipline guidelines designed to keep students, particularly black students, Hispanics, from being suspended, expelled, or arrested. So now we're getting somewhere with this, because with the help of his sycophants, I guess you would, the loyal herd of left wing reporters at the Miami Times, New Times, he's blaming the obscure blog, the conservative treehouse, Rush Limbaugh, Senator Marco Rubio, and Fox News for exploiting an incident for whatever varied agendas they have. They go on to claim, the New Times goes on to claim that the Obama-era plan to halt the school-to-prison pipeline began with 2009 legislation introduced and signed into law by then-Republican Governor Charlie Crist in order to rein in our out-of-control zero-tolerance policies. The bill requires, in summary, that any disciplinary or prosecutorial action taken against a student who violates a zero-tolerance policy be based on the individual student and the particular circumstances surrounding the student's misconduct. Encouraging school districts to use alternatives to expulsion or referral to law enforcement agencies unless using such alternatives will pose a threat to school safety, which means they have no foresight whatsoever. Their recommendation of exploring alternatives to expulsion left the door open just enough for Obama's education department to pervert the true intention of Crist's bill, namely to stop what one psychologist called the psychotic zero-tolerance school policy, where seven-year-olds get suspended for biting a Pop-Tart into the shape that looks like a gun. Obama's education secretary, Arne Duncan, employed a carrot-and-stick approach. His attorney general, Eric Holder, threatened to go after school districts not complying with federal guidelines based on the disproportionate number of minorities disciplined in the nation's schools. According to Obama's Discipline Reform Initiative, local school districts would be required to provide alternative methods such as restorative justice, whatever that is, counseling and behavioral supports to keep minority students out of the prison pipeline. Or there would be no money and possibly charges of civil rights violations. Runcie went all in with this at a National Urban League conference. He said, we're not going to continue to arrest our kids. Once you have an arrest record, it becomes difficult to get scholarships, get a job, or go into the military. He was partnering with the Johnny Appleseed of the implicit bias theory, Philip Antiba Goff, who was peddling his everybody's racist propaganda from police department to police department. And they put together a 210-page training manual for school personnel. And, you know, this is a superintendent that makes $335,000 a year. And he has access to records and personnel with one phone call. And he has stated the PROMISE program is not at fault because Cruz was not a participant. And if that's true, then the question becomes, why not? Does the intervention service exclude and discriminate against special needs students because they can pull triggers? So we'll see what comes of this. The scapegoating has begun. Still, nobody's answering questions like, how come you knew this was coming and you knew this was coming? And you knew this was coming, and you knew this was coming, and nobody did anything about it. You did nothing preventative. You didn't do anything like even just, you know, surveilling this guy. So, we'll see. We will definitely see. When we get back, should somebody that is mentally ill but not adjudicated be able to buy a gun? This is Lock and Load.
GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 3030.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, that what they have done at Boyd's is they have taken the time to go out and explore everybody that might possibly want a gun stock, and then figured out how to make the best ergonomic fit for different people. In some cases, more than one type of gun stock, but definitely, you know, 250 name brands, 2,000 models. I get that mixed up sometimes. Maybe it's 2,000 or 2,500. I can never remember. But hey, go check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then, there's a lady out there named Dawn Merrill, and she is a writer. And she tells the story of January 2017, a severely mentally ill woman was able to buy a gun legally. No record, nothing on a background check that would have raised a red flag. She told her ex-husband that she had bought it, and he figured it out, and he got it away from her that time. And then somehow, sometime between February 2017 and April 4th, 2017, she acquired another gun legally. On April 4th, she left her counselor's office, having just been recommended to check herself into inpatient rehab for depression, drove to a location close to her ex's house, and shot herself. And that was Dawn Merrill's little sister. And like everybody that does that, which is a, you know, I know two people myself that have done that to themselves, they become a statistic, which is very upsetting for people like me and Dawn Merrill. They also become a useful tool in the arsenal of deception they use to gin up the numbers of gun violence. Now, suicide by gun for a woman is extremely rare. Most women choose to overdose or poison. And Dawn Merrill's sister was looking for a more certain outcome. Should she have been able to buy a gun? This is the question that Dawn Merrill asked. She was 43, highly educated with 3 degrees, English, chemistry, art. But using none of these, she became a successful yoga studio owner. She had a good life. She also had a history of depression and substance abuse. She had previously done stints in rehab for alcohol and pills, as well as depression. She was medicated for depression. None of that helped her in the long run. Should she have been able to buy a gun? You would think the answer to that would be no. But she was able to buy not one but two guns over the course of 3 months. And HIPAA laws meant that no one could report her mental state. The counselor who saw her literally minutes before her suicide was not able to detain her for installment into inpatient therapy. She was smart enough not to indicate an immediate threat to herself or others. She was told to check into rehab for depression, but allowed to leave as if she were exiting a very pleasant lunch. For the law, she was a lost cause. The question should be asked, what if her mental state was homicidal rather than suicidal? And we're never going to know that. And, you know, my first producer killed himself 2 months ago. He was a very interesting fellow. And turns out he'd been trying to kill himself other ways. He tried two other ways to kill himself. I miss being, you know, there was in the entire time until about, gosh, I want to say sometime in February, the entire time until February, the whole time I've been on the radio, I've been always able to call this guy. And he's gone. And he's not coming back. And I miss him. And what kind of different laws or rules could have saved him or this lady here? Would different rules or laws have saved them? And I don't think so, because my friend was very intent on doing it. And that's relevant because someone intent on causing death, his own or others, is going to find a way. Look at the knife crime statistics alone, and it becomes obvious that guns in and of themselves are not the problem. Mental illness is the problem. So should the mentally ill be prevented from buying guns? Our knee-jerk reaction is going to be a resounding yes, but should it be? No, it should not. The definition of mental illness in the United States is broad and deep, and it's become a multi-billion-dollar industry and can cover anything from temporary sadness to true brain disturbance. And the pharmaceutical profiteers don't really want to solve the problem. They want to make money. And as a result, the definitions of mental illness just keep on expanding. If I, having just lost my friend to suicide, had gone to a counselor and asked for help dealing with the grief, would I have been flagged as mentally ill? I would hope not, but surely there are people who would disagree with that. They would immediately point to the fact that, you know, my friend committed suicide and, you know, use that action to point out that I might inherently be a risk too. And rather a risk to, whether, you know, a risk to myself or others would be irrelevant. So should I then be prevented from purchasing a gun? No. Ours is a terribly over-medicated society. And we have really exaggerated definitions of mental illness. And at the same time, people like Cruz are unquestionably mentally ill and should most definitely not have access to guns. But the murderer bought his gun just as legally as my friend did, as this lady did. And we got to find a middle ground. But I do not know how we even begin to have the conversation when all the left can do is scream, confiscate all guns from everybody. They're actually keeping us from actually discovering a way to solve the issue, which the issue here should be to help these mentally ill people. This lady that killed herself, she was a leftist. Her best friend had attended the Women's March Against Trump in January. And if you're reading through some of her diaries, which... She was rebelling against the upbringing that she had enjoyed, but, you know, her parents were Democrats, but they lived conservatively, and her parents voted for Trump. How much did the leftist indoctrination in the school systems mold her or the Florida murderer? We need to have a much stricter definition of mental illness. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. So we need to find that answer. For those people that need that help, gun grabbers be damned. You don't win, and we're going to help these people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
R500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, the thing about ergonomics with a rifle is that all of us have different lengths of arms. We have different lengths of torso. We stand higher, taller, shorter, you know. All of us have different dimensions. And gun manufacturers try to make a stock that is going to work as good as it can for everybody. But sometimes that's just not good enough. Sometimes you need to go that extra mile. Sometimes you need to get one that is made so it would seem like it is made for you. And Boyd's Gun Stocks, in addition to doing certain things, they have been known to make a slight tweak here or there for somebody with a special interest in something, seeing it longer, shorter, you know, thicker, whatever. Check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Recently, we have all, you know, I'm always upset when anybody dies due to a monster, which is what Nicholas Cruz is. He is a monster. I'm very upset when school kids get massacred. How he does it, what weapon he does it, it does not even matter to me. If he used his axe and went in there and did it, I'm still, it's about Cruz. It's not about the tool. And in reaction to this atrocity, there's been an outpouring of sadness around the loss of innocent life and the debate, of course, around the issue of gun control. And, you know, cooler heads, I don't get to do it because I got to talk about it every day, but cooler heads have remained silent to give time for those who have suffered to mourn and enable a calm and thoughtful debate, so they would say, concerning public policy as regards guns. And watching this unfold, we clearly see how deeply unintelligent or simplistic the arguments for gun control have become. And they can be summed up as simply as guns are so bad that only criminals and government can have them, thus bequeathing the monopoly of violence. This whole, talking tour aftermath has been basically leftist-led hysteria about guns, with many expressing outrage on how the gunman was able, you know, the murderer was able to purchase the weapon, and calling for stricter gun control, such as better background checks, which is, that's an interesting term. How would you make it better? Raising the minimum age to own a gun, which is, that is egregious, because at the same time, we'll take an 18-year-old kid and give him the true combat weapon in the military and teach him how to use it and expect him to go out and do that and go into combat and do all these other things at 18, 19, 20. The assault weapons ban, which we've had one of those before, and it didn't do anything then, it wouldn't do anything now. And all of these proposals are based on the idea that something has to be done. And you know what? That is one of the most misguided and panicky approaches to public policy. Yes, we do have to do something to prevent this from happening again. But before we make that decision or before we act, we got to take a moment to look at the issues at hand, because it's not only about guns. The entire interpretive key on this debate is how lax or non-existent gun laws were many decades ago. And yet, as research suggests, we didn't see this level of gun crime or mass murder decades ago. So the question should be, what's changed in the last few decades, which have seen a rise in the number of mass murders, which actually that's not exactly true. But, it seems like it for the layman because of the 24/7 news thing. Now, could it possibly be because of an advance on weapons design? Today's guns are deadly and pack a lot more punch, right? No. There were 30-round magazines in the 50s when the AR came out. The AR came out in the 50s. The availability of guns, could that be another reason? Well, we didn't have to have background checks prior to 1994. And that didn't actually take effect until 1998. We don't buy guns much more easily today. It's impossible to do that because we have to fill out paperwork before we do it. There are those that would say the quantity and quality of guns are much greater than in earlier decades. And yet, we're getting ready to take a bunch of World War II era and give them to World War II era weapons, and a bunch of civilian marksmen are lining up to buy these things. But then there's a question of mental health, as academia has found a link between mental illness and mass murder. Around 60% of the mass murderers in the United States since 1900 through 2017 have had documented mental problems. Well, duh, no kidding. That would just stand to reason, wouldn't it? Are we going to actually look at somebody and say, well, he's a mass murderer, but he doesn't have a mental health issue? Yes, he does. He's homicidal. You could also mention the disregard for life that comes out of, policies like abortion and euthanasia, and the continued campaign for drug liberalization without considering the consequences, particularly if someone with a mental disorder abuses them, which becomes another factor. It's not so much abusing them, it's coming off of them, just coming off of them cold turkey. So if you address the quote-unquote gun problem without addressing these other issues, that would be an explanation for the rise in mass shootings. If that's your claim, well, that's a mistake. Examining all the data relating to mass murder reveals a considerable spike during the sexual revolution years. So this is not a gun-only problem. If we focus only on guns and implement public policy accordingly, then there's one logical conclusion where all of this will end, which would be the banning of guns. Leftists may deny this, but no one should be surprised, since many Democratic Party voters clearly interpret the phrase gun control as banning guns. So, the English Bill of Rights of 1689 enshrined the right of the subjects of the English crown to own guns for their defense. Our founders were conscious of that idea and adopted the Second Amendment to safeguard that right. So that while there's no doubt that something has to be done to prevent school shootings, school murder, from ever happening again, it cannot be a gun-only solution, because then you go down the slippery slope toward the outright banning of guns, which takes the violence out of the schools and puts it in the streets, gun grabbers. That's not going to be allowed to happen. In this day and age, when we have government pursuing basically the death penalty without due process through euthanasia, when our cherished ordered liberty is under threat, government and criminals are never going to be allowed to have that monopoly of violence. It is not a gun issue. Guns, the guns of earlier times, I mean, the 5.56 is an intermediate round, like Kit and I were talking about. This is not a round. In combat, it's used as a force denier. If you shoot one guy with one of these things, it's going to take seven people to take care of him because he's probably only wounded. So we take eight guys out of the fight with one shot, literally. So that's why we have this. Anybody that's getting out there trying to look for a weapon that is going to kill somebody is looking at in the 7.62 range. So it's not about guns. This is not about guns. And anybody thinks that, well, we know what you're thinking. When we get back, we're going to talk about one such train of thought coming out of the Tampa Bay Times. Not particularly disturbing, because I know it's never going to happen, but I see the tea leaves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
R500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by I'm sorry for the grammatical mistake. This portion is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is taking the ergonomic envelope as far out as you can take it. Some of the gun stocks that they build are just plain crazy to look at. They have pass-throughs and everything else. They have places for your arm to mold into the wood. Others are more traditional, and they're just very fine to look at. I mean, bolting this to your gun is one of those things where if you look at it, it would just take it to this realm of looking very classic. So you can have it any way you want it. You can have it just as conservative and classic as possible, or you can go way out there like I like to go. I mean, the Scout Rifle, Zombie Green at One Stock, and it's a lovely stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Coming from the Tampa Bay Times, there's an article written in the aftermath. The headline, headline is What to Do with Existing Guns. The implication is clear here. The left don't think it's enough to ban assault weapons, which their new bill doesn't do, SB 7026. So something must be done to disarm the PDW armed civilians. And I don't call the AR-15 a modern sporting rifle. I call it a personal defense weapon. I'm not a sportsman. I'm going to be a hunter, but I'm not, you know, the ARs I have, they have a specific purpose, and I train for that purpose. And it is a PDW. It is not an MSR to me. I know that's probably inflammatory. I wish some of the people in Florida were listening to this right now. SB 7026 has landed on Governor Rick Scott's desk, and there's Senator Linda Stewart, Democrat from Orlando, sponsored an amendment that would have banned the sale or transfer of certain assault weapons. Under her proposal, Floridians would have had until July 1st, 2019, to obtain a certificate of possession or remove their assault weapon from the state. Experts looking at this recognize this would present a logistical challenge. Jay Corzine, a professor of sociology at University of Central Florida. If all gun sales were banned tomorrow, there'd still be plenty of guns in the U.S. in 25 years. Corzine researches the impact of different weapon types on mass shootings, and he added that such a ban would likely be subject to legal challenges. Do you think so, sir? Then there's Jacqueline Schildkraut. Once guns are out of circulation, it's very difficult to bring them back. Au contraire, ask the people of Australia how that worked out. Now, she supposedly is an expert on mass shooting research and an assistant professor of public justice at the State University of New York at Oswego. You know, the well-known one. She noted that many gun control measures would punish law-abiding gun owners while likely doing little to deter criminals who commit all mass shootings for obtaining weapons. That's pretty nice of you to give that rational and realistic analysis. And that's precisely the kind of logic that the Florida Democrats are happy to overlook, or in some cases just simply ignore. And these factors put the Florida Democrats in a tough spot. But Rodriguez said the scale of the challenge shouldn't be an argument against addressing it. There are all kinds of ways of dealing with the fact that, yes, these weapons are very prevalent right now. Rodriguez said, citing programs like gun buybacks, it's a question of the state dedicating resources to a problem. I've got a couple that would cost you a couple of grand. You got that much money on you? It's a question of the state dedicating resources to a problem. Those are really chilling words, aren't they? The article's closing quote from Schildkraut isn't quite as bad, but it's bad enough. So even if new laws aren't the answer, Schildkraut said, our job in society is to make mass shootings more difficult, not to make them easier. Now, as far as gun control advocates are concerned, even if gun control doesn't work, it works. And as long as it puts Americans on the slippery slope to confiscation, you know, well, that's working too. In case you didn't know. Florida reminds me of my state of South Carolina. Florida is not deep red. This is a little bit of an outrage here. There were some SWAT officers. You know, I trained with a SWAT officer. Talked to him twice today. Two SWAT officers out of Miramar. Detective Jeffrey Gilbert and Detective Carl Schlossler, they were off duty and training at Coral Springs when they learned of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, where 17 people were killed. They rushed there, and instead of treating these guys as heroes for going and into the gunfight, the SWAT unit commander informed the two men that they had been temporarily suspended from their duties because they were unwanted, you see. Captain Kevin Nozowitz, effective immediately, you've been suspended from the SWAT team until further notice. Please make arrangements with the training department to turn in your SWAT-issued rifle. Pat Franklin, a retired Miami Beach police detective, offered further explanation for the disciplinary action. You don't want to let those guys loose into something that's chaotic where they might take inappropriate action. It is prudent to have them stand down unless there's a plan. Well, you know what? You had four guys. You had one guy there. You had Peterson telling these other guys, there's shooting going there. Stay down. And finally, you get some guys with a pair that want to go in there and engage, and they get suspended. So, Pat Franklin, I'm glad you're retired. I don't see that as a valid reason, especially after we knew that four armed Broward County deputies failed to act properly upon the building. Scott Peterson stood outside the building the whole time. And The county sheriff, Scott Israel, is not taking responsibility for his deputies in action. And he hasn't taken responsibility for all the red flags they missed and, you know, about the erratic behavior. And the students returned to school last Wednesday, I think, maybe without David Hogg. So this is where it comes down. This is a very simple fact, people, okay? Let me unzip my jacket for this one. There's going to be moments in life that are not very much fun where somebody bad is going to be doing something bad to other people who can't stop them. We can sit back and watch that happen and allow that to happen, or we can try to do something about it. So if your child was in that school when this guy was in there doing this, do you want a couple of guys that showed up and said something's got to be done and they go in there and they have the badges and they have the guns and they have the jurisdiction? Or do you want these four guys that are sitting out there and this guy saying, well, you don't want anybody going in there. The alternative is you just let them die. Instead of going in and disrupting this guy, you just let these students die. How is that possibly any better than these two cops going in there and trying to take this dude down? Probably by the time they got there, Cruz was already gone. Cruz went out there and dropped all of his stuff. He tried to shoot through a storm window that stopped his rounds from going through. It would have been much worse. Then he dropped his weapon and his gas mask and his bags and everything else, and he headed somewhere, got a soda. But, I mean, there were so many people knew that it was him. They found him on the street a mile away and brought him back. And in the meantime, two guys that didn't have to go there. Hey, you know what? If I was them, I wouldn't ever volunteer to do anything. I would get off the SWAT team. I would get off the SWAT team if the SWAT commander thought so little of me going out there and actually doing the trade. So, I look at that kind of stuff and it just makes me sick. I trained with a SWAT officer. JT is a SWAT officer. There's no doubt in my military mind that if I needed JT to show up, JT shows up. No matter how bad or hairy it gets. And these guys are the same way and they get suspended. Okay. Coming up next, the weaponized woman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.